Joseph Garner. empty. Amen. We have so much to thank God for. We can thank God for our fellow saints, persons with whom we worship, persons with whom we fellowship, that we ought to be thankful for. We ought to be thankful for the people sitting on our pew right now. We ought to be thankful for the person seated across the room from us. We ought to be thankful for our brothers and sisters who are watching by way of Facebook Live. Amen. Whether we know them or not, we are all fellow saints, and we ought to be thankful for one another. We can thank God for salvation through faith. Every one of us in here who has experienced the salvific grace of God, we should be thankful that the Lord Jesus decided to die to save us. And every morning that we wake up, we ought to thank the Lord for our salvation. It is a general theme in Hebrew scripture in the Old Testament. It is a general theme that whenever you consider the works of God, that whenever you consider the power of God, that whenever you consider the might of God, our response ought to be thank you. You'll find that that is a recurring refrain throughout the Old Testament, even in the New Testament. Paul consistently tells the people of God that they should be thankful for what the Lord has done. How many of you are thankful for what the Lord has done? And I'm sure that there are many of you in this room like me, amen, who have to admit that, amen, he hasn't done everything I wanted him to do. Amen. But one singer, I forget her name, she said that if he never does anything else, he's already done enough. I wonder if there's anybody else in here who can say, if he doesn't do anything else, I've got enough. When I look back over my life and think about all the stuff and a lot of the stuff I got myself in, but God brought me out, I got to give him praise and tell him thank you. Oh, I thank him, I thank him, I thank him, I thank him. When I needed somebody to handle my enemies, amen, you know, I'm tempted sometimes, so I'm not fussing, but I'm just saying that on some Sundays, you know, when a good football game is on, I don't have that luxury, but many of you have the luxury, amen, of saying, I'm going to stay home and watch the football game. But I just want to remind you that when you're watching that football game, as good as the offense is, as good as the defense is, you ought to admit that God has been better for you offensively and defensively than the Saints, than the Cowboys, than the Steelers. Amen. Come on, where are my folks who have to admit that God has been my offense? He went in before me. Amen. When my enemies had gathered together to try and destroy me and bring me down, I didn't even know they were lying on me and talking about me, but God was my offense, and he went in before me to make a way out of no way. You ought to give him praise. And is there anybody who knows God to be the best defensive lineman, amen, that there is? Because when they were coming at you and they were going to try to destroy you and bring you down, they ran into something. They ran into God, and he was there to protect you. You ought to give him praise if you are thankful. The psalmist is very clear that he has so much to thank God for. He's very clear that he's not trying to be covert as it relates to his gratitude to God. He's not trying to conceal how good God has been to him. He's not trying to be undercover about what the Lord has done for him. He's very straightforward. He's very upfront. He's very clear, concise, and convincing that he has a reason to give God thanks. And so he says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. And is there anybody in this place who is in your right mind who can get your praise on with this psalmist? Because like him, you have a lot to thank God for. As a matter of fact, you don't need to be pumped up. You don't need to be prodded, because you realize that you have so much to thank God for. You've come to Pleasant Hill today not as a spectator, not as a bystander, but as an active living witness of the fact that God is good, and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that his mercy endures forever. You have the same testimony as the brother in this psalm. I give him thanks because he is good and his mercy endures forever. And so we find, my brothers and sisters, a revelation in this psalm. It is what is called in theological circles the salvation history of the people of Israel. And what that history suggests is that over and over and over and over again, God saves his people. That over and over and over and over again, God redeems his people. That over and over and over and over again, God sets his people free. And that over and over and over again, the Lord makes ways for them that they are unable to make. Over and over and over again, the Lord opens doors for them that they were unable to open for themselves. And in light of all of that, God has done, the psalmist says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he, where are my folk who know he's good? Where are my folk who have to testify that it ain't just their history? Preacher, it's my history. That over and over and over again, God has made ways for me. When there were no, over and over and over, God has opened doors for me that I could not open for myself. So excuse me, I've got to give him praise. Excuse me, I've got to tell him thank you. Give God praise in this place today. Do you know why you ought to be shouting? You ought to be shouting because sometimes it has been in spite of our sinful ways. Now you can sit there and try to look cute if you want to and act like you don't cuss and you don't even think of cuss. Amen. Some of y'all don't cuss out loud, but you thought a few. Oh, leave it alone. Amen. But in spite of my sinful condition, in spite of my sinful ways, he keeps on making a way for me. And y'all, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. If you're truly thankful, give him praise. Give him praise. The first point I want to leave you with this morning that we can glean from this text, the psalmist gives us a compelling refrain. Tell your neighbor, a compelling refrain. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. It's almost like it's an urging. It's an invitation. It's a calling. For he is saying, I declare unto every one of you that you ought to give thanks. As a matter of fact, the subject of the sentence is not even revealed in the sentence. The subject is not revealed. He does not say, brother so-and-so, give thanks. He does not say, sister so-and-so, give thanks. Amen. There is an unspecified but an unqualified subject in the sentence. He says, oh, give thanks, which is what we call in the English language an understood you. That is when the subject is not given in the sentence, but you know that the sentence is talking about you. So that means that nobody who reads the psalm, no one who hears this psalm is exempt or excluded from the subject of the psalm, which simply means that there is no one who doesn't have a right, who doesn't have a reason, who doesn't have a responsibility to tell God thank you. So when you read the text, he's literally saying, oh, you should give thanks unto the Lord because he's good. Oh, you should give thanks unto the Lord because he's good. So let me try it this way. For somebody who hasn't been feeling me, you haven't said thank you, you haven't said amen, you haven't said praise the Lord, amen, until we got to talking about some medicinal use, amen. As a matter of fact, you've been sitting there looking like you've been sucking on a sour lemon, but maybe if I say it this way, amen, God in heaven can get a response out of you. The psalmist is talking to you on this Sunday morning. You ought to give thanks unto the Lord. You ought to thank him because he's good. You ought to thank him because he's been merciful. You ought to thank him because he woke you up this morning. You ought to thank him because he put food on your table and clothes on you. You ought to thank him because if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, you ought to thank him. You ought to thank him for looking beyond your faults and seeing your need. You ought to thank him for health and strength. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Anybody know he's worthy? He's worthy to be praised. Over and over again, he keeps drawing us to the same thing, but not only does it give us a compelling refrain, he also gives us a constant reminder. For he is good. It is a constant reminder. Over and over and over again, he tries to get the people of God who are listening to him and who are reading this psalm to understand that God is good. Y'all, the word good here is translated from the Hebrew tov, which literally means God is excellent. It literally means God is beautiful. It literally means God is perfect. It literally means that he's altogether lovely. He's delightful. There is no error in him. There is no evil in him. There is absolutely nothing that is antithetical to the goodness about which the psalmist speaks. God is good every day and in every way, at all times, in all seasons, in all circumstances. God is just good. Now, that means that we cannot ascribe bad circumstances to the nature of God. We have to be very careful that we never equate our condition to God's character. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that just because you had a bad day or just because you had a bad week, amen, you ought not ever equate that to God's character. Are you with me this morning? It doesn't matter if you had a bad month or a bad year. That does not change the fact that God is good. Bad stuff happens because of sin that's in the world. So no matter how difficult your condition is, God's character remains the same. Every day, y'all, he is good. Every hour, y'all, he is good. Every minute, y'all, he is good. Every second, y'all, he is good. Every millisecond of every second of every minute of every hour of every day, God is good. Is there anybody in this room who can bear witness with me that God is good all the time? The old folk didn't have the education we have, but they had enough sense that when somebody would say God is good, they would answer back all the time. All the time, God is good. Is there anybody that can testify that he walks with me, he talks with me, he tells me that I'm his own, and I'm a living witness that he is good? Give him praise in this place. He's good. I said he's good. And I'm finished, y'all, when I tell you that the psalmist gives us four ways by which we can identify the fact that God's mercy is everlasting, that his mercy is forever, because it's revealed, amen, number one, through his provisions. Is there anybody here who knows that God has been providing for you? And look, I don't care if it's government assistance, God made the way. I don't care if it's military sustenance, amen, God made the way.